This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Man, they're yucking it up on that small town Arkansas radio station. The backstory there is Terry Bradshaw is still at 76 touring as a musician. He's going to these casinos and places around the country, and he's playing his own country songs and also borrowing country music from other performers. And I looked it up today. He doesn't come here, which makes no sense to me. Maybe that speaks to the estranged relationship that Terry has with Pittsburgh and Steelers fans, which is sad. But yeah, that's why he's on 103.7 The Buzz in Little Rock. I don't know. Was it in Little Rock? It's Arkansas somewhere. If Malsey was here, he'd be like, I know 15 towns in Arkansas. Is it this one or that one? And I'm saying this one or that one because I know very few towns in Arkansas. Okay, so that's the Fayetteville, maybe. That's the whole backstory there of how that came to be. Comments that went viral from, in my opinion, as a man who did a show with Ben. But, man, I think 4 Super Bowls and a regular season MVP trumps what Ben did over 18 years. He is the greatest quarterback in Steelers history. Love him or hate him. Think he's a goofball. I've had people texting me today saying he's senile. They think Terry Bradshaw's lost his marbles. He doesn't know what he's talking about anymore. Well, I give him credit for this right off the bat. He came right out and said he didn't like Aaron Rodgers. Okay? He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't pretend. He didn't try to couch it. He didn't try to be diplomatic about it. He doesn't like the guy. So there is obviously bias baked in here. He doesn't want someone who he doesn't like to be the Steelers' next quarterback. And I think that's, as a fan, now he's an analyst, so you can argue that. You could say he should have more journalistic integrity. As a fan, I have no journalistic integrity. I'm not a journalist. I talk on the radio about all kinds of crazy things for 4 hours. All right. If I wanted to be a journalist, I'd go work for the Post Gazette or the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or something like that. Or I don't. I'm here to bust balls with you guys and have fun. Right. So I'm allowed to like players and not like players. We all are. So Bradshaw says he doesn't like Aaron Rodgers. I think it's okay as a fan to like and root for certain guys and not others. Just like we're seeing this play out in real time. I think there are a lot of Steelers fans who are probably sure that Mason Rudolph is not the answer. But they'd rather watch Mason play and get a fair shake than let Aaron parachute in here and play for 1 year. Especially when Steelers fans as a collective, and I would like to put myself in this group, don't see a big difference in terms of wins and losses and where this team goes with Aaron Rodgers versus any quarterback. So why, and this is the thing that Bradshaw said that resonated with me the most, why bring him in here for 1 year? Because that's all it's going to be. He's 41 years old. It would take him turning back the clock to 2020 to consider rolling it back with him at 42 or beyond. That seems highly unlikely based on the Achilles injury he had a couple of years ago and how he's played even pre-Achilles injury. His last year in Green Bay was not great. They needed to beat Detroit at home before Detroit turned into Detroit to make the playoffs, and they lost and he wasn't good. Which, by the way, is another theme here of Aaron Rodgers' career. And it's why I'm with Bradshaw. Let him stay in California and chew bark and do and talk to the gods or whatever he said there, whatever comedic comment he tried to make, and he got those Arkansas radio hosts guffawing. And did you feel like those were real laughs or fake laughs? Were those like you just, they felt obligated to laugh, or did you really think they found Bradshaw to be funny in that moment?
I think they found him funny.
Yeah, I think so too.
They were really going.
By the way, Mueller's not here. Twist of fate for Mueller. He's playing a very expensive golf event today that he got roped into last second. And I crap you not, and I'm using crap on purpose, my moles are saying he is suffering from explosive diarrhea right now. I have said it so many times on the air that I've like willed it into existence. There was a guy who was filling our vending machine today who brought it up to me. And it's like we have a Mueller digestive system voodoo doll here where we can give him cramps and stuff like that. So he's out and he's apparently battling right now on the John somewhere at a very, very nice golf course. Yes, you were going to say something, Don?
I mean, he's probably battling the weather considering
right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
So
he's got a lot on his plate right now.
I know that people that play golf love to say, like, what, any day on the golf course beats any day in the office. But I don't know. Blows.
I'd rather be here right now, but that's just me. Anyways, I lost my train of thought because now I'm thinking about Malzi looking like Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber. But anyways, and trying to cover it up at a very expensive hoity-toity golf course country club situation. 412-928-9370. That's how I'll transition, and that's how I'll invite you in the conversation, because Terry Bradshaw is unbelievably polarizing, and so is Aaron Rodgers. So this is like a quarterback Molotov cocktail here where it just blows up and goes insane because everybody's got opinions on Terry Bradshaw and everyone's got opinions on Aaron Rodgers. So it makes for catnip for us as Steelers fans and sports talk enthusiasts to discuss this. Bradshaw knows two things, in my opinion, which give him credibility. And I'm not even going to say quarterback play. Two things that give him credibility. He's old and he won a lot. So I'll do the age thing first. He's 76. He knows what it's like to be at the end of the line. He knows what it's like to have his career deteriorate because his body, because he can't play the way that he did in the late 70s, let's say, compared to who he was in the early 80s. He lived that life. So when he says, why bring in a 41-year-old quarterback for 1 year? Yes, that's exactly right. It gets you no closer to finding your quarterback solution. It's a quarterback Band-Aid. Why are we doing quarterback Band-Aids unless it's Tom Brady knocking on the door? And don't tell me that Aaron Rodgers' commitment to playing football is the same as Brady. And don't tell me that he's played the last few years like Brady. There are, and I doubled down on the research again this morning before coming in. There are four quarterbacks in the history of the NFL who were starting quarterbacks at 41 years old. Four, that's it. Three of them are in the Hall of Fame. One of them was a number one overall pick quarterback, meaning he had great talent. Brett Favre, Warren Moon, Vinny Testaverde, Tom Brady. That's it. In the history of the NFL, over 100 years, there's been four guys, count them on one hand, who were starting quarterbacks for a full season at 41. Only one of them had a winning record. That was Brady. He won the Super Bowl that year. It was his second to last year in New England. Favre at 41 went 5-8, and our buddy Arthur Motes whipped him on a frozen field in Minnesota when they were playing outdoors while they were building the stadium there. Knocked him out. He never played again. That was it for him. He threw 11 touchdowns and 19 picks. Warren Moon wasn't bad in Seattle, threw 25 touchdowns. They went 7-7 when he started. Testaverde was terrible that year in Dallas playing for Parcells. 5-10, led the league in interceptions. And then, of course, there's Brady. George Blanda played till he was about Bradshaw's age right now, but he was a kicker at that point in his career. Where is he from again, Donnie? Youngwood, Pennsylvania. You ever go to Youngwood, Pennsylvania?
Do they have big signs
there that say the home of George Blanda? If they don't, get them in Youngwood, please.
I mean, if you're leaving Greensburg and you have to get on like Route 70,
dedicate fields to the man there. There should be a tavern that's the George Blanda Bar with his.
There should be a statue. Maybe there is
somewhere. A statue, that's right.
But I feel like it's got to be there right next to the sign.
Yes, absolutely. There should be more Blanda recognition out there in Youngwood. The people of Youngwood, what are you doing? Someone run for mayor in Youngwood, and your ticket should be, I'm going to honor George Blanda the way that he deserves it. Anyways, Aaron Rodgers might as well be George Blanda. He's 41 years old. So Bradshaw is like, what? At 41, you're kowtowing to a guy. He ain't 35 anymore. Only one man in history won at 41. That was Brady. If you think that Aaron Rodgers is just like Tom Brady, call in and tell me that. 412-928-9370. And then the other thing Bradshaw's synonymous with is winning. He knows winners because he was one. He won 4 Super Bowls. He was the MVP of 2. He's one of the great big game quarterbacks in NFL history. You know who's not? Aaron Rodgers. Which speaks to, again, the puzzling, quizzical nature of this infatuation that Mike Tomlin has with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers beat Mike Tomlin in the Super Bowl. We often, when we talk about Mike Tomlin's big game struggles, we circle back to that game because ever since Super Bowl 45, it's been way downhill. He's been like a fat man on a sled going downhill since that game. Rolling through the snow. He's won 3 playoff games. He lost the next year to Tim Tebow. Losing record as a quarter. Mike Tomlin has a winning record. No, he doesn't. Not in the playoffs. That's the one season where he does not have a winning record or even a non-losing record. He's under 500 now. So since 2010, Mike Tomlin's teams have sucked. Well, not sucked. They just haven't gotten over the hump. And the same thing's true of Aaron Rodgers. Since he beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, he's 7-9 in the playoffs. He's 7-9. He's 2-5 on the road in the playoffs. Something tells me the Steelers are not going to host a home playoff game for the first time since 2020 and 2025. I don't think Aaron Rodgers shows up here and they beat out the Ravens and Bengals for first place unless Lamar Jackson retires and Joe Burrow gets hurt. 2-5 on the playoffs since he beat the Steelers. He's thrown 9 interceptions in those 7 games. That's a lot for Rodgers. That's more than an interception a game. He's got the NFL record for the lowest interception rate in NFL history. You know what that tells me? The big game nerves get to him. The pressure gets to him. He knows he's supposed to win. Something happens, he can't get it done. So I've been perplexed by this. I've gotten angry about this. You can hear it in Bradshaw's voice. I think Bradshaw, regardless of how things ended with Chuck Knoll, which not good, and people call him a phony, people that have been around him, and the way that he didn't pay respects to Art and Dan, obviously, still sticks in the craw of a lot of older Steelers fans. I understand and get all that. I don't really see how that's relevant to this, though. Unless you think that Terry Bradshaw just hates the Steelers and now disagrees with or wants to attack everything they do, but we've got ample proof and evidence of other things he's said that don't back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That up. Tyler Kennedy joins in 15. Tyler Kennedy is going to be part of our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon event. I guess the schedule is going to leak out little by little. It's like the NFL announcing their international games ahead of the actual schedule release. Are we going to have somebody at the fan like Nelly is going to leak the entire schedule for the 26 hours, Don? Before Craig wants it out? Josh Yoey writing about the rock and a hard place the Penguins find themselves in. So we'll ask TK about that. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Before we get to our calls, did you hear Mark in Brentwood with Joe on Aaron Rodgers? Donnie, did you happen to catch that?
No, I did not.
I like these moments because I view you as not only a growing talk show host, someone that has a bright future as a talker, but you also have experience producing. So that requires you to have a good sense for what's good and what's bad. And you also grew up listening to the station. So I think you're a perfect person to have listened to this and critique this exchange between Starkey, Limits, and a caller from today on Aaron Rodgers.
Let's go to Mark in Brentwood. He's been holding patiently. He wants to talk about Aaron Rodgers.
I've actually never called your show, and I want to leave off with this question. Respectfully, has anyone ever mentioned that your takes are about as exciting as a wet fart?
Wait, who's he talking to there, Joe or
yes,
Limits?
I think Joe. So that's the start of this. What do you make of it so far?
I mean, he came hot out of the gate. Mark in Brentwood calls us a lot.
I like Mark in Brentwood. He's never done that to us. We've never gotten the wet fart treatment. But now I feel bad because I like Mark, but I also like Joe, and I feel like I'm stuck in the middle here.
How did Joe respond? Do you have that?
Yes.
Because
no.
I'm finding the BSO.
No, but you
however,
just did.
I agree with
yeah.
you.
You just did, though. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to agree with you on the Aaron Rodgers situation as, what are we doing here? It's like, we're competing for 1A and 1B when, why can't we just let Mason cook for a year? Like, he's never gotten a fair shake.
Mason
he's
can't cook, you properly. Jackass.
So that doesn't happen if Mark doesn't say that his opinions are like that of a wet fart. That was, you said he was hot out of the gate. That's fighting fire with fire right there. The gloves are off. This is like a hockey game that starts like the Four Nations game between the U.S. and Canada with a fight right off the opening puck drop, right? I mean, that's what this is so far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you go at Joe like that, you know he's already going to be on edge.
So as the producer,
if
your limit's in this spot, how are you feeling so far? We're about 30 seconds into this conversation. Do you think it needs to be put to bed right here, or would you like to see where it goes?
I would like to see where it goes.
We've got your takes are a wet fart, and Joe says that this guy's Mark's Rudolph take makes him a jackass.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to worry unless a truly bad thing is said where the dump button needs to be used.
Okay.
You think so?
Yeah. Not against real teams, I don't think. Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still there.
Oh. No, go ahead.
No, I find it incredulous to say that he can cook if he's coached, right?
You find it what?
I mean, incredulous to say that
it's
he can cook
it's incredulent.
If he coach right.
Why are you calling the show? I don't understand.
Well, because I found myself shockingly agreeing with you this morning by thinking to myself, you know, he's not wrong on this situation. We don't want Rodgers. I mean, that's going to lead to, like you said, a 9-8 season, maybe a blowout in the first round of playoffs. Why not just give Mason, let him be coach, let him play. Let's go to next year.
Okay. Normally when I call somebody and talk to them for the first time, I don't insult them at first, but apparently you do.
Well, no, and I have to say respectfully, I find your takes as exciting as a wet fart.
That's a good comeback. I think Mark's held his own here very well. And you could even hear it in Joe's voice, like he felt a little bit bad that he called him a jackass. The wind kind of was taken out of his sails. He didn't hear the usual piss and vinegar from Starkey in these on-air fights, you know?
Yeah, because I think Mark kept his composure. He didn't get too worked up like some callers may get.
Yeah, when Joe called him a jackass, Mark could have tried to up the ante there and come back with a name call. But he took it in stride.
We got somebody on the text line. Joe Snarky has filed hurt feelings report.
That's really good.
That's good. I think you coming out and just, calling him a jackass was pretty combative.
He is a jackass. What's his name?
What's Mark. His name?
Why? How would you like it if somebody called you and said your takes are as good as wet farts?
Austin has a weird... He seems to pick the side of the callers over Joe all the time in these feuds. That can't sit well with Starkey, that he keeps doing that. It's like you could tell Austin feels in those moments like if he were in Joe's shoes, he would handle the situation differently and probably better. Do you get that sense? I hear that in his voice.
Like I don't know if he does it every time.
Like he's saying there that he would not have escalated things and like brought it to the jackass level. He would not have punched down, is what I hear there. Like he's blaming Joe almost for it.
Man, Joe did.
When the
get
guy
there
called up and
quickly.
Said your, but the guy called up and said, usually your takes are as exciting as wet farts. I mean, honestly, the guy didn't deserve any at that point. Like if Starkey just hangs up and says, "All right, you child, like never call back again," I think he would have been justified in that spot. Like if you're just going around and you're not expecting that you're going to get into a fight with somebody on the air and someone says, "Hey Donnie, your takes sound like wet farts," are you going to like be in a pleasant mood to continue that conversation with the person? I'm not.
Yeah, probably not. I don't think Austin likes when the strong language gets used.
Oh, he is. Well, he's very spiritual and religious. That might be why. I don't think those words were thrown around at home that much as a kid.
And said your takes are as good as wet farts.
Well, I would laugh at it at first and then probably yell at the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's that. So overall, you're gonna err on the side of that was good radio?
Yeah.
If you're Craig, are you looking like that's a content? Put that clip on social media and let people chime in on it.
Yeah, or Austin probably got a text like, "Hey, make that into a promo for the show." Something like that.
Yeah, a promo that, like, makes our hosts look bad. We run a lot of those. Have you noticed that? The Aditi promo is she knows more about football than these two nitwits. The whole promotion for next fan host is, "Hey, our hosts suck. You think you can do better than them?" Hey, do you think these idiots suck at their job? Well, here's your chance to do better. Tyler Kennedy set to join us here, Penguins Stanley Cup champ, his weekly spot with us. So do we have any big reveals on the schedule for the Five Alarm Marathon next week, Donnie? I'm getting the wait a second as he tries to connect with Tyler. In the meantime, we've got some Josh Yoey comments on the future of the Penguins. Also, in about 15 minutes, Paul Skeens. He pitches today. It's a Skeens Day in Arizona. Pirates had a miraculous comeback last night. Did you guys hear what Skeens said after his last start regarding the trade rumors, the conversations about Cam getting tired of all the Pirates losing, the ridiculous trade packages that could be offered for him? He did talk about that. And we'll react to that as he gets ready to take the mound and hopefully finally get a win. All right, so here are the comments on the state of the Penguins and their coach search from Josh Yoey today. If you think winning again before Crosby retires isn't a big deal, you're wrong. It's a huge deal for the Penguins, as it should be. If you disagree, you should be on board with trading him this summer, but I don't think anyone in Pittsburgh really wants that. Agreed. Crosby doesn't want out, but he also wants to win. These days, he has an edginess to him that is very much associated with the playoff drought. It's torture for him. He's not all that interested in a methodical rebuild. Much like Sullivan, he's wired to win. You can't blame him for that. Tyler Kennedy joining us right now. All right, TK, if that's how Sid feels, that they got to win right now, he's not interested in a rebuild, well, how the frig do you how do you execute that this offseason?
One, I think that's kind of taken out of its context. Like, obviously, everybody in the NHL, from Sidney Crosby all the way down, everyone wants to win. But Sidney Crosby also knows the state of the team. And, yeah, is he pissed that we haven't got in the playoffs the last 3 years? Yes. But he also understands he's won 3 Stanley Cups, and he's had an unbelievable career where, when you look at the NHL right now, no one's had more playoff games than the Pittsburgh Penguins in the last 15 years. So I think that statement and Josh kind of saying what he's saying, I think he's wrong.
So you would take umbrage with this sentence: he's not all that interested in a methodical rebuild.
Well, I think Sid, I think Sid knows winning a Stanley Cup in his last so many years might not be realistic, but getting into the playoffs and feeling that playoff atmosphere, I think Sid knows that's realistic, and I think Sid knows they're really not too far off getting back into the playoffs. I think if they add, say, 5 players, good quality players, like, I think they do get back into the playoff picture.
What are your thoughts on the Mitch Marner rumors and Dubas trying to get his old Maple Leaf player here for $12, $13 million a year and basically using all your cap space to get him here, TK?
That's a tough one because I think, yeah, we need a guy that's high-flying, that you know, can take the reins for years to come. But I think there's a lot of gaps in the bottom 6 that need to be addressed. And when you look what a really good 3rd and 4th line guy bring, like, they're not signing for $750 or $1 million anymore. They're up there at like $4 or $5 million now.
Yeah, you're not getting Matt Cullen for $800,000 anymore is what you're saying, basically.
Exactly. So to put all your eggs in one basket, that'd be tough. And I think he has to have learned a little bit from the Carlson trade. When you start signing those guys to those, you know, $13, $11, $10 million contracts, like, they really handcuffed you on building a team, like the rest of the team. And, you know, obviously the Edmonton Oilers have their 2 guys that are really carrying them through playoffs and they can run with them. But we're talking about Connor McDavid and, you know, Draisaitl. That was Sidney Crosby of Genny Malkin 10 years ago. They can put a team on their back, and I'm not saying they can't, and I still think Sid can win a game single-handedly, But I don't think you can have that many guys making that much money win you a Stanley Cup. I think you have to spread the wealth throughout your lineup to have a good, solid lineup. And I think the dynamic of the Pittsburgh Penguins needs to change. It can't be that two-handed monster anymore. It's got to be more of a complete team. When I look at, you know, when you look at the Carolina Hurricanes, they're very spread out and they're very level throughout all four lines. All four lines play, all four lines contribute, all four lines get a lot of ice. Mm-hmm. And they don't have those one or two guys that are making double of pretty much everyone else. And when you think of the Florida Panthers, they're going to run into this too next year. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to afford a guy like Sam Bennett.
Yep.
And who would you rather give $10 or $12 million to? A Sam Bennett, a guy who's got some dog in him, a guy that will like rip your head off to win a game, or a Mitch Marner who has so much adversity about his playoff performance and how he doesn't play with that sandpaper you need, that dog you need to win Stanley Cup games.
Yep.
I think I'm going Sam Bennett all day long, just from bringing guys into the fight. You know, when you think of guys that win, you know, from my Stanley Cup team, like, there's guys that drag you into the battle, like a Max Talbot, a Matt Cook, you know, guys, a Brooks Orpik, that if nothing's going on in the game, like, they are going to catch someone with their head down and it's going to turn the game upside down. And then you have no choice but to get that dog in you and get into line, because if you're not, you're not going to be successful on the team. So I'm not sure if that Mitch Marner's the right move for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think we've had enough conversations that we need to bring a guy like a Sam Bennett some sandpaper in the top six. I think we've been missing that. I think we need one tough guy in the bottom six. Like, look at the playoffs right now. All the teams that are in, they all have three or four really good sandpaper guys, from the Marchands to the Sam Bennetts to their fourth line that has sandpaper, that Gredrich or whatever, he's like tough as nails. Then they got Greer. They have like guys that are really tough. Their defense are big. Then you go on the other side, Carolina, they have a big, heavy team, but they're getting pushed around by a tougher team. Then you go all west, you got Dallas. Dallas got, you know, Jamie Benn. They have guys that bring sandpaper. Then you look at the Edmonton Oilers. They got Evander Kane. They have Darnell Nurse. Sandpaper is what pushes you over the line in those 50-50 games, when guys like that are willing to lay it on the line and do whatever it takes to win games. So, again, the Mitch Marner might be, in my opinion, the wrong pick for the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Tyler Kennedy, we'll talk again next week. TK, you're the best. Appreciate it, brother.
Thanks, boys.
You bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.